I'd like to offer some thoughts this week about the discussion over healthcare in Washington. We're heading into the second week of the federal government shutdown in which the right wing of Congress has demanded that President Obama step back from his health reform. This reveals to me the shocking disconnect between the mainstream discussion in Washington, or the center stage discussion in Washington, and the everyday discussion that we have at our kitchen tables, at our jobs, and with our friends. Back in February 2009, the president hit a note of urgency when it came to health care reform. He said before Congress, "Let there be no doubt, health care reform cannot wait. It must not wait, and it will not wait another year." At that time, the president tapped in to popular sentiment because everyone knows that our health care system is broken, that on a world scale it is mediocre and even disgraceful, and that too many undignified medical encounters take place simply because money is involved where it never should be in the first place. And yet the debate in Washington seems to me to prove the thesis that there's a 1% and a 99%. Because the debate in Washington is among a right wing that believes that there should be no government intervention in healthcare whatsoever. And further, that some individuals deserve to be sick, even deserve to die, and deserve to go without healthcare because of the choices they may have made in their lives. Meanwhile, among the left of the 1%, there's an idea that any government intervention could be a good thing, even if it's government intervention to manipulate a health insurance marketplace in a way to recruit more customers for the private health insurance companies. And so this debate about where the government should be and its proper role becomes intense in Washington. Meanwhile, the government is profoundly involved in the healthcare system. In fact, a majority of health spending in the United States of America comes from taxpayers. A majority of spending already comes from public money. And so the debate makes little sense. It reminds me of 2009, when the right wing was yelling government takeover and the left wing was yelling public option, and neither the right nor the left were talking about something that was included in the president's Affordable Care Act. So where will things end up? I believe that this country has great promise as a democracy, and that no modern democracy can afford to neglect the health needs of its population. We have everything it takes for a first-class, outstanding medical system for every person in the United States. We have wonderful nurses. We have excellent and highly trained doctors. We have terrific research and hospitals ready to go. What we don't have is public control over the financing. Healthcare costs rise and rise again. Doctors are blamed. Technology is blamed. All kinds of excuses are made. But in the final analysis, nobody will say what the real cause underlying it all is. Underneath it, healthcare is becoming an industry. It's becoming a business, and there are myriad new forces within the system, each trying to extract their tiny profit, and this drives all of us crazy, but also drives prices and costs ever upward. It doesn't have to be this way, and everybody knows that. And so when the discussion takes place in Washington, the disconnect kicks in, and the 99% of us continue to have those undignified experiences. The consequences for all, of course, are grave in the short run, but in the long run, I believe that we will together build the kind of health system worthy of us as a people.